Welcome to Questions to the Elohim. And, you know, Gary Brown is our amazing channel for these answers.
Muted.
And people submit questions, and we have answered unbelievable variety of questions, from the most deepest esoteric questions to some very mundane questions. And the amazing thing about the way they answer is they give answers in such a manner that never override your free will. So tonight, Terry, I'm with Terry right now, and she's in a rehab home. And whoever came in, hi, mute the dings. She's in a rehab home. So we are going to play a replay. But let me tell you, just because it's not live, it still has the same impact, and their energy comes in. Their energy comes in just because we get together for this call, and they wait for us. And it's kind of amazing. It's beyond belief. You can only get it by listening to it for a while and saying, oh my God, that's real. So, Terry, you want to say anything before we start the recording?
Welcome, everybody.
Terry says, welcome, everybody. She's laying on one of those beds that goes up and down and right and left. And she's in a rehabilitation home about 7 miles from Sedona. And it's very nice. Got a nice view out the window. The nurses are nice. They monitor her, and she's feeling better every day. And, you know, I've told you before what was wrong with her. I'm not sure this is all that's wrong, but she has a fluid in between the spine and her rib cage, and it's got a name for it. I think it's called pleural effusion. Is that right, Terry?
Yeah.
And then they've had to drain the fluid. And I think they've drained her about 4 or 5 times. And in the most recent time they drained it, there was no fluid that came out. Now, I don't know if that's just a one-time thing or if it's going to remain that way. But this is a pretty serious issue. When I looked it up on the internet and studied it to learn about it, it's kind of like 10% of the people that have this issue don't make it through the first month. And she's going to make it. I know she will. I mean, we have the Elohim on our side. She has me on her side. And she wants to be here. So I'm going to play a replay from, when is it from now? I think it's May, doesn't matter. Might be May 17th, 2021 or something like that. Maybe it was March 17th, but I might even say it when the call starts. So thank you all for being here and helping to support this energy.
10/21, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is Questions and Answers with our sources, who are the Elohim Group and the Ra Group. And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You know what? Before I start with the questions, and most of you probably are somewhat aware of this, if not completely aware, but it's just an interesting thing. If you have people in your life that are chomping at the bit to get this vaccine, somebody discovered something that was published in the official, it was called Virology Journal, the official publication of Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Health. It was published on August 22nd, 2005, under the heading, Chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. Write the researchers, we report that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells. Now, of course, this is not coronavirus 19, or what's it called, COVID-19. This is another version of SARS coronavirus infection, which have been out for quite some time. And chloroquine is, if you recall, at the very start of all this, Trump said hydroxychloroquine, a lot of people were saying it was a remedy for this virus, but it was scorned upon by the FDA and the CDC and everybody else. And many doctors were using it with great success. And they were keeping tabs of it, and it was most definitely working. And for a while, it was off the market. You couldn't get it. But as I understand it, if you go to your doctor and you want it, he'll prescribe it, okay? And it's being carried. The inhibitory effects of chloroquine are observed when the cells are treated with the drug, either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage. This means, of course, that Dr. Fauci has known for 15 years that chloroquine and even its milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, will not only treat a current case of coronavirus, but prevent future cases. So hydroxychloroquine functions as both a cure and a vaccine. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronavirus. Said Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health in 2005, concentrations of 10 microm, what is that, micro, completely abolish SARS-CoV infection. Fauci's researchers add, chloroquine can effectively reduce the establishment of infection and spread SARS-CoV. And then people are making comments. symptomatic disease spreaders, the greatest psyop ever pulled on the whole world. And the brainwashed bought it hook, line, and sinker, even to the point of fearing, hating, and vilifying their own family, friends, and neighbors who are not sick. And let's see. George Orwell, who wrote 1984, and if you didn't read that, it was written long before 1984, and it had the idea of total control by the government of the population. One of the famous phrases from the movie, which everyone has heard, is Big Brother is watching you, okay? And from the movie, I should say, from the book. And this is where there were cameras everywhere and everyone is under total scrutiny. And this is already starting to happen, particularly in China, but they got cameras everywhere that can identify people and send messages where your location is if you pass a camera. So George Orwell said, everything other than working was forbidden. Walking in the streets, having fun, singing, dancing, getting together, everything was forbidden. Of course, it's a precursor to what's been happening with the coronavirus. And there's more to this article, but here's somebody who said, here's a list of what the vaccine contains. Phenoxyethanol, antifreeze, aluminum, aborted cow blood, formaldehyde, gelatin, human albumin, which is human blood, monotrium glutamate, causes obesity and diabetes. Something else is dead tissue from aborted fetuses. And it goes on. Borax, which is used to control cockroaches.
Which vaccine are you speaking of?
Now, I don't know if they're including all of them and putting all the ingredients in this list. They don't say, okay?
Moderna doesn't make theirs known. Pfizer does, so I don't know.
Pardon me?
Pfizer makes their ingredients known, but Moderna doesn't, as nearly as I can tell.
Okay. Well, I don't know which vaccine they're talking about here. The RNA vaccine contains nanotechnology. Nano RNA works as a genetic scissor that modifies your DNA in deep. It is your responsibility to inform yourself and make a decision. The FDA warns of 22 side effects, including death. And and it seems like what I'm reading about that last few things was about the Pfizer vaccine in particular.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But in any case, we have somebody sent a question in on tonight on vaccines. And we will get to it, okay?
All right.
In just a moment. In just a moment. Okay. In any case, that's all. I mean, I have gotten so much information about how dangerous these vaccines are. And some of them are saying that it's going to seem to work, and in a few months later, it's going to get worse. You're going to attract a stronger strain of the virus. Now, I don't know if that's true. It takes a lot of work to vet these things and say, what can you trust and what can't you trust when somebody is trying to make a statement. But there's enough on the negative side here that I don't think, I'm totally convinced that the vaccines are not a good thing, any one of the three. And I'm certainly not going to want to take one. So I just wanted to share that with you. And, of course, we have questions tonight. And we're going to go to the questions in just a moment. Let's see here. All right. You're not ready, right, Terry?
Right.
Good.
But I'm here.
I know. Well, nobody's ready. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies. Through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the website of the one infinite creator. We come directly to you. We don't come to the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes from. But we come directly to you. So we and our presence with you is a little bit faster than the voice. You may feel our presence. It can come across as a very high vibration, a loving vibration, or sometimes even as color, like pink. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, or you can't use it, or it doesn't seem right, then disregard it. We are only here to assist wherever we can. Do you have questions?
Yes. I want to ask a question about whole planet healing. And I want to ask, of all the things we go through on that call, are any of them particularly more potential to have help from your side than other things?
Well, the different sections of the call are different purposes. So the section that would have the best request And a village to assist on our part would be where the individuals put what they wish into the light and their desires when it is for the greatest good of people. That is where when you make a request, and on the last part where you also do this, you put things in the light. This is also putting your request in. And this is also an avenue, a place where we can bend our shoulder to the plow wheel and help wherever we might. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. If I was going to name some of the things that we go through on that call, could you make a specific comment? Would that be acceptable?
You could do that if you wish.
Okay, let's try it. Earthquakes and volcanoes.
This, where there are specific areas and you project calming and we can help and also project calming. We are only making suggestions of calming or putting that idea there for Earth or the guides, the custodians of the Earth to work with wherever they would wish. Keep in mind that the earthquakes are expressed when energy waves move through an area of weakness in the crust. And so when you keep that in mind, an earthquake is not, unless it's an explosion in an area, it is the expression of an energy wave that is moving through the ground. And then as it hits an area of weakness, for instance, a fracking well, or an area that has a fault, then it shakes the ground. The ground is weakened, and so it can further settle or move in that area. And so if you have a wave coming, then it can be damped or lessened. But it requires the consent of the Earth or the circumstances within the Earth to be lessened based upon all of the factors involved. So it is a different kind of a result that you receive with the earthquake information and suggestions.
Thank you. Next question. How about two different scenarios? It's my understanding that some earthquakes and volcanoes are caused by the Earth releasing stress, and others are artificially induced. Can you comment? Is that true?
Yes, we wish to make one statement about, for instance, when it, to, talking about, say, a tsunami that is moving through the water. The water is open to change and flow more than the land. So when you send a calming to a tsunami, it would have more effect than when you're sending it to a rigid land or a rigid land with a break in it. Although that is also effective. Now, your next question, could you repeat it?
Artificially induced earthquakes or volcanoes.
Yes. Well, earthquakes. There are artificially induced earthquakes, which would be underground explosions, would make a artificial earthquake. Like mining, or if you set off a hydrogen bomb, like much many were done near Las Vegas in the 50s, this would create an artificial earthquake. So if you have artificial earthquakes, they aren't quite the same. They don't have the same wave. Some of the waveform is missing that you would experience in another wave. Like there would be a precursor wave in a natural earthquake. And in a explosion, the precursor wave could be absent. So when the earthquake would be artificially induced, then if you, well, there's all kinds of consequences here. It could go in all different directions. Like it would have waves moving out from the original explosion, and then that would follow more of a natural pattern, but it wouldn't go so far. It wouldn't have the backup of the wave moving from a distant place on Earth and moving through the land. It wouldn't have a backup wave coming. So it would be an explosion would be quite a different wave. And then if you wanted to send calming to the people, perhaps this, if it was a retaliation, like in a war type of explosion, then you would want to send help to the people involved in the war, or calming peace to the people involved in the war. But volcanoes, those can receive calming and take up on it. But then if the pressure is great enough, then it could possibly be calm, but perhaps relocated to another area in a less populated area. Those are some of the things.
Thank you. Next question. When we deal with things like child abuse and suffering and lack of food and things like that, how do our requests manifest in a real way?
You have connection, spirit connection with people that are suffering, and just this connection, letting them know they aren't alone, just sending them love can help even in the midst of their suffering, to be able to handle what is going on better.
And people can actually feel it.
Some people can. However, if somebody's suffering, it is not their first priority to be aware to feel that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one more question. You know, we've been having some contention about the length of the call and keeping it at less than an hour.
We would prefer to keep it to an hour, considering the people on the East Coast.
I notice when we go longer, people start dropping off, okay?
Yes, so it is to be expected.
We should make it a priority for everyone to work on their individual section to make it.
Keep it to the most important things.
Yes.
And then start at 5 after.
Yes, we're getting better at that, getting closer. And we thank Hives for being our early start ringmaster. Thank you, Hives.
Yes.
I made up a little schedule for how to divide the different segments of the call.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. And now we have a couple questions for tonight. This is from Bonnie Penners. I had a surprise visit on Tuesday from a good friend who I haven't talked with for almost 10 years. I was so happy to see him and hear about his family and his wife, and I realized that I had been thinking about him more than usual this past week, and the fact that I was sitting in the garage with the big door open when he drove by looking for me, my house, was too extraordinary to be random. I love it. Keith Matsumoto is half Japanese and is originally from Hilo, Hawaii, and we have spiraled in and out of each other's lives for years with love and unconditional acceptance and understanding. Underneath all that is a small, ever-burning ember of romantic possibilities that have not been explored. And I would like to know if there are any forgotten ties to one another in a previous lifetime. Thank you for checking and answering.
Thank you. There are certainly ties that when you think of him and when he thinks of you, that it is moving through and connect. It's a connection, a resonance between you and the building of reacquaintance, a building of that ember. And so, we take a look. We, since this involves him also in his past lives, we leave it to you to explore together. Not perhaps verbally, unless it comes up naturally, but just keep aware of deja vus. Like, is there something, oh, that reminds me of something I don't remember quite when. Just keep aware and allow it to be an exploration of joy.
Thank you. And you know, a lot of times people feel like they're stuck. This is my question. And we all have people out there that we have multiple lifetimes with. They could have been parents, children, lovers, haters, whatever. And it seems to me that if a person will open themselves up to the randomness of meeting, of having synchronicities, they can catalyze meetings with some of the people that you already have built really good relationships with. And could you comment on that?
Yes. So when just in your daily life, if you have people that they seem to keep showing up synchronistically, maybe send an email of something and you've been thinking about it, and thinking of a subject that you kind of are interested in, but you, it's like maybe it's something from your past, some subject or some lifetime experience from your past, like running for office, say, politics. And then you run into somebody else, and you have things in common. But then this may be an indication that you had a relationship in the past with that person, and that you're just coming together and re-exploring some aspects of it.
So we're not really stuck if we can open ourselves up to the possibilities that are out there that are already have been established and positive. I mean, that's the way it looks to me.
And yes, and if you feel stuck, then you might call on Grace and ask Grace if Grace can come in and can free up some of the blockages of energy, that when they get unblocked, new horizons will open up to you.
Mm-hmm. I've seen how that works for myself. It's kind of amazing, because you feel stuck, and then I do one little thing, and I feel energy start to trickle, and
yeah.
Suddenly my mind is perceiving new possibilities right then
yeah.
and there, you know?
Yes.
It's kind of
yes.
like a contemplation, and then I start creating things. Okay, next question, and this is from Iris. There are currently two types of COVID vaccines out there. The
mRNA. Where is Iris? Do you know where Iris is?
In Arizona.
Are you talking about ISIS?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about ISIS.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Continue with your question.
Thank you. Hang on, just let me make sure I'm not making a mistake here, okay? I wrote down Iris. Hang on. Just a moment. I'm sure it's ISIS, but...
Is it IS or IR?
Well, I wrote down IR, but I think I copied the question, and then I wrote the name, and I wrote down Iris. And I didn't copy it from the question.
Okay,
so.
Read the question.
It's more of a general question anyway.
Yes.
I am double checking it here. Wait a second here. Okay, hang on. Here we go. Come on up. There are two types of COVID-19 vaccines out there. The mRNA, which enters the cytoplasm of the cells, and the DNA vaccine, which enters the nucleus of the cells. It had originally been said that a COVID DNA vaccine would be changing your DNA. Now it is being claimed that neither type of vaccine will be doing that. Can Ra'an comment if they see potential for the DNA vaccine to alter, change your DNA if taken? If yes, to what degree and how detrimental would it be to the individual? I've also heard from light workers that vaccines can be neutralized with energy work. Can you comment on this? Now let's go with those two questions. There's one more, but let's start with those. And,
okay.
Do you want me to reread it? Okay, go ahead.
We feel energy work can neutralize vaccines, even though it is said that they can't. But it depends upon the energy work. There is energy work and that could modify something like that. And then there is energy work that would work at a lower level and would not modify that. And we keep in mind, even the psychic healer from the Philippines has the ability to reach through the skin and through prayer and setting aside physicality to be able to pull tumors out and discard them. So there is energy work and then there is energy work. So then there's the question about the modification of the DNA and the whether it goes into the nucleus. But the two vaccines do have some ability to go into a nucleus of a cell. And there are various research for the word. People are passionate, some doctors are passionate about whether this would be good for one. Some doctors are saying passionately that this will solve their virus problems forever and with the Moderna. And other doctors are saying it's like giving yourself AIDS because it's setting up a factory within the cells to manufacture elements of viruses that then the body becomes immune to. Other doctors are saying that if this happens, then the body, it'll work and the body is going to become immune to COVID, but then as within the body itself, it can mutate, and then the virus will not protect against that. And so the results will be harder, but more severe. And then there's others that say, well, if something like that happens, then they'll say, well, it's just another strain of the virus that they're not immune, people aren't immune to, and so we have to add more vaccines. So there's a lot of controversies, and there hasn't been a long track of administering the viruses to have experimental results. There is a site that keeps track of adverse reactions, and after vaccines, there's been so far approximately, as of February, 1,600 or so deaths, or somewhere between 1,200 and 1,600, and not everything is reported either. Not all deaths are reported, not all adverse reactions are reported. They figure 10% are reported. So there's a lot of controversy in this whole area. Some people swear by it, that this is their answer. Others swear it's not their answer. But so we suggest that you really take a good look before you go ahead and you jump and to get it. And like if you have one opinion from one doctor, get a couple more opinions and see how you think. And we feel the question was from ISIS, and that she's concerned about some of her relatives that are getting the vaccine. That was a good question about how, if energy work could help if a vaccine goes wrong, and the right type of energy work we feel could help. And your concern is, we honor your concern. We also honor the people in their decisions. And we see that more data is needed in the medical community itself.
You know, one serious question is, the idea has been around for quite some time that the elite have an agenda of population reduction. So
that is very true, that we would confirm this.
And so if there is a danger from a vaccine, could this be a deliberate way of promoting their depopulation agenda.
It could be a very clever way, yes.
Could be.
There are very many. If one is very aware and they look at things like Roundup being used and getting into flour and being used on crops when they are ready for harvest, to have them all die and get ripe at the same time. And then the ingredients get into the flour and they get into the bread and they just have a slow debilitating effect on people in general. They don't have quite as much energy. They get sick a little more often. So there are these things that are making their way into society, and one needs to pay attention to this and keep one and to keep their family clear as much as possible of something that is going to lessen their life quality.
Mm-hmm. She is asking, how can she get over to her family the dangers of this activity?
One of the things that she could do would be to take a look at VAERS, V-A-E-R, and we're not spelling it totally correctly, the log of adverse reactions. For instance, it lists the number of deaths from vaccines. After the person has had a vaccine, they die within a short time, a day or 2 days.
Okay, this is Wynn, and we're going to end that call right now. I hope, can you hear me, guys? Am I on the air? Yeah, thank you. Well, that's really interesting. That was from last year when the COVID and the vaccine were on high velocity. And they said things that were not so well known at that time and have become much more well known right now.
Can I say something about hydroxychloroquinone?
Who is that?
This is Juliet.
Hi, Juliet. Make it really quick, because we got a move.
The one thing I wanted to clarify about hydroxychloroquinone, it's sold under the brand name of Plaquenil, and Plaquenil is an immune modulator used to treat things like lupus, Hashimoto's, other autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure how it entered entered into being able to treat COVID.
Well, you know what? I don't know either. A lot of people were getting, so is ivermectin working for COVID.
Well, ivermectin's a completely different kind of drug.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to move on to,
all right.
And Juliet?
Yes.
I haven't forgotten that we owe you that little ball. Okay.
Maybe
well,
you should give
thank you very much. I'm waiting for my crystal.
Yeah.
Maybe she give ivermectin to Terry.
What's that?
Maybe she gives some ivermectin to Terry. That might help her too.
Well, But I can't do that in this home. I can't do it.
Oh.
I mean, they'll throw me out. They won't let me come back, you know?
You can slip it in.
Now, if I thought it was life and death and it was going to help, I would. But for the moment, I'll wait. In any case, if you're listening on BBS, stay tuned. We are going on to Whole Planet Healing. And thank you for being here. And
BBS will play the Whole Planet Healing right here on this station.
Yeah, so we're going to switch to another conference line. And that's all. Okay. We'll see you in a moment.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I'm on BBS, but it's not playing.
Please announce yourself.
All right. You're on BBS Radio.
Yay.
Hello,
BBS.
Hi, BBS. Thank you for being here. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Cecil from the Great Northwest.
Hi, Cecil. And the next caller, would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Jennifer will not be here tonight.
The recording got started, right before you announced yourself.
I saw that. I think Vin did it.
Oh, okay.
You can't stop it?
I can.
Well, goodness.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Cool.
And yes, and Jennifer will not be here tonight.
We will miss her.
Yeah.
7:05. And
everybody's here. Jennifer will not be here. And Gwen isn't here.
All right. But, Jackie is, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So let's just get going, okay?
All right.
Muted.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie. So here we go.
The recording has started.
Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, June 29 of 2022. I'm Jackie from Julian, California. Welcome to the Whole Planet Healing Conference Call. And welcome also to our BBS Radio family of listeners. Now, I'd like to thank you all for joining us tonight, and we think the Whole Planet Healing Call is extra special among the conference calls, and this is because the sources that you may have heard being channeled through Terry in the previous hour are the same sources that have indicated they are paying attention to our efforts to heal the planet, as well as associated issues that concern us, and that they will add their energy to our efforts as long as the principle of the highest and greatest good for all is observed. So get comfortable, push aside any distractions, and let's get started by welcoming Cecil from near Seattle, Washington, who recites our invocation requesting energetic protection for ourselves and our efforts tonight. Lisa?
Thank you, Jackie. Father, Mother God, the one infinite creator, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone in attendance, including BBS Radio, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest and greatest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxy, through our galaxy, the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection with all those present who are open to do so while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources who are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We co-create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. Back to you, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Cecil. Well, Winfrey and Terry Brown join us on this call every evening, and they are here with us tonight, and let's see what they would like to share with us. Win?
What am I going to share? I'm sitting here looking at a mountain out the window of this rehab facility. It has about 80 people. And Terry, are you sleeping?
No.
Terry has got her eyes shut, looking very restive, but she just answered no. And of course, I happen to believe that Terry and I have been responsible for an epic event in this realm, which is bringing in the communication from the Elohim, and the quality of the communication, the nature of what they've shared has never been in this realm before. And we have about 2,000 things posted. And to know that we're doing good work, we get hassled. And, you know, right now, I tried to get on the Spirit Channel, and it said I couldn't get through. So now I got to figure out what's wrong. Anybody else was on it today or in the last 2 days? Maybe it just has to do with me or where my Wi-Fi connection is. But it happened in our home, and it happened right now in this area.
I just checked that I can get on it.
You can? You can?
I can.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for letting me know. Well, I don't know. In any case, I mean, imagine becoming friends with a group soul that created the universe. That's very hard to believe. It took me 3 years to begin to believe it, and that this was real. And I don't expect anyone to believe it when they first hear about it. You have to look at the nature of the information that we have bringing through. And every night we read a little excerpt of one of the sessions, which Bonnie is going to do. And Jackie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Is Jennifer on the line?
No, she won't be with us tonight.
Okay, did you talk to her?
Yes.
Is she mad at me?
No, she's not feeling well.
Okay.
She came down with something yesterday.
All right. Okay, so Terry is hearing everything, and I'm sure she's thinking hello to everybody. You want to say hello, Terry?
Hi, everybody.
She's in the background, so you might not have heard her. But we'll just do what we did yesterday and skip that part of it. And And I'll do the putting everyone in the light part of it, okay? And back to you, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Wynn, and thank you, Terry. Love you. And I was also able to get on the spiritchannel.net just now. So it's a personal problem, Wynn. But speaking of the spiritchannel.net, Wynn told you that you can access a couple thousand of channeled messages, most of which were brought forth through Terry Brown. And it is such a wealth of information. We always encourage everyone to spend as much time there as possible. But in the meantime, we have Bonnie from Corona, California, who comes on to our call next. And this is a special segment where she scans through these archives that are on the Spirit Channel, and she chooses a message to share with us each night, either from this resource or a compatible resource. So, Bonnie, what can we look forward to this evening?
Hi. Well, this is was a Sunday call. We're going to read a transcript from June 5th, 2011. And the format for the Sunday calls was a little bit different back then. And here we have, after Wynn calls in the light towards the end of the call, then we have a greeting from Ra'an through Terry. And they go through and send love and light to different things that people have put in the light, but also Hi guys, can you hear me?
Yes, now we do.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had a call come in and I had to hang up. Okay, so let's continue with this. So we have a greeting then from Ra'an through Terry. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an on June 5th, 2011. And we make contact with each and everyone on the line. And we send love and greetings from the higher realms of love that's absolute. We are mindful of things you put in the light. We send love light to the light workers on the planet and to each of the 200 scientists working on the reactors in Japan, and to the dolphins and to the whales. As we do this, they pick up a love light and a wave of joy as it speaks through their populations, and they are joyful at the connection of our group, your group, and Earth species as they hear our connection. We send love light to teachers and students and all young people growing up who become the leaders and take society in their reign. We send light to the economy and families that they may move out of the economic doldrums and there may be abundance for all, especially free energy. We send light to the energy patterns, and we work with earth and work with farmers that can grow crops and the distribution systems that they may be strong and healthy to get food to everyone everywhere. We send love light to teens and 13-year-old boys becoming men and all teens who are becoming adults, that they transition and become a healthy part of the world's dreams and goals. We connect with each and every person on Message a Day and those in the seat of information and all volunteers working to make this such a successful project. Our profound appreciation and thanks goes out that this information is being spread. We send healing to each and every person on this line and each person whose healing they wish to accomplish. We support individuals and send love and light for healing. We send love and light to the wildlife, animals, and the pets of the world that they may have a good connection with humans. We thank everyone for Team Shift as it makes the connection stronger and strengthens the connections of people with the higher energies and life and makes available to them it strengthens the people and the force. We put future relationships in the light and current relationships for joy to enter and for appreciation to enter for all the people with their gifts and communication that they get in relationships. We send love light to Carolyn for her head, shoulder, leg, her whole body, so she can return as she is an activator for students and teachers. We send love light to better relationships for all students and teachers. Lastly, we send love light that all the negativity that's not for the purpose of reestablishing a new, better situation, such as the plowing on a farm in the fall, which equals a preparation for a new and better crop for the next year. We send love and light that negativity be taken into the higher realms of light and transmuted and dissolved, and that people may move out of the negativity and bring a better frame to themselves and relationships in a better, more creative manner. We send love and light to each person who participates as this adds to the transformation of Earth to a better place, more than you can imagine. We send you a magical day. And that was the end of that call. And how refreshing that is to hear them sending love and light to the things they felt were important at that time. So I will turn it back to you, Jackie. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Well, we usually join Jennifer next, but she's unable to be on the call tonight. So Wynn will encompass the current earthquake and volcanic activities within his guided visualization, which will take place in just a few moments. And of course, he will also direct our focus to many other issues that need our attention. But first, our phone lines are going to be unmuted, and you have this opportunity to put your concerns into the light, always keeping in mind that the highest
and greatest good for all be considered. And if you are listening to us on BBS Radio or to a replay, this is also the right time to put forth your personal concerns. And I'd like to thank everyone for your contributions and your service tonight. And let's start off putting into the light not only Terry and Wynn, but let's put Jennifer in there. She's usually the one who is blessing all of us on our call. So on behalf of Jennifer, we send her lots of love and healing energy, and also everyone on this call for whatever their need is. Thank you.
Unmuted.
This is Cecil. I'd like to put my wife, Betty, in the light for a fast and safe passing. Thank you.
I would like to continue to ask for rain for the Southwest United States, especially here in California where our water reservoirs are dry, and anywhere else where drought conditions are happening. Also, I would like to send love and light and laughter and hope to the children. And I'm asking for a balance of energies wherever it's needed. Let's use the word equilibrium. I would like a balance of energies in all the right places, all the right measures. And also, I want to direct our source's attention to the CERN facility, C-E-R-N, CERN, where they have the collider, the Hadron Collider. And July 5th, they are ramping up their efforts. And I'm not sure what the purpose of it is, but I know it's harmful to the Earth when they are colliding these particles in this giant collider. So July 5th, they are going to be using more power than they ever have in the past. So just please protect us from any harmful results from these experiments that they're doing. Thank you.
Tom in San Jose, support and protection for Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, the movie 2000 Mules, and the movie Rig 2020. Thank you.
When
Jeannie, hi. Oh, go ahead, Wynn.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
I just want to put Dr. Carrie Madej into the light again. She's one of our truth-telling doctors, and put herself in danger in order to tell the truth, and indeed did get hurt in a plane crash, but has survived, is in the hospital, and the latest update says that she's planning to be on her Zoom meeting this July 5th. So hopefully that will take place, and that's a pretty good news that she's feeling at least well enough to plan for that. And I don't have an update on her partner, but they're both still in the hospital, and I just want to put her in the light and ask everyone for prayers for their well-being. And I also want to put into the light the awakening of humanity. Let us all become aware of what's happening so that it can be overcome. Thank you.
And this is Wynn, and I just wanted to put same thing I did yesterday. The diesel trucks can stay on the road, and the economy can stay in balance. Somehow or another, as Russia is putting out their own currency. And it's backed by gold, I believe, which is threatening to take the U.S. dollar out of its position of being the world's currency. And there may be good manifestations of that, but we just put it in the light that it all unfolds for the highest good, and that we, the people, can stay resilient no matter what happens. And that's all.
This is Nixon, and it's Paper Cup. I just want to put into the light that we keep cooler heads and don't do foolish things. That wisdom takes place over rashness. That's all.
Anyone else before Wynn goes into the visualization? Then please, Wynn, the mic to you.
Muted.
Thank you very much. And I think I'll do what Jennifer does here and just put everybody in the light, everyone who is listening on BBS. What does it mean to be put in the light? And this is only if you want to be. We are working with beings who are, we could call them energy beings. They are paying attention to our group. They have a frequency on these calls, which some people get it right away, and some people get it after 2 years, you know? And once you get it, you can't lose it. So, if you would like them to work with you and help in any circumstance, no guarantees anything's going to happen, but take a moment and request their help, because they honor free will. And we can send it to you, but if you don't be involved in it, in the reaching, it may not work. And I'm doing this in Terry's room in the rehab center. And I think I'm going to play the audio tonight, because there's a lot of background noise in the hallway, and there's always a chance somebody's going to come in here and interrupt everything. So, let's see, how do I do this? Hang on. And on this part of the call, we are doing a group energy exercise that we can create a group energy. We do create a group energy. You don't have to say you're doing it. It just happens by the group intent. But I'm saying it because it makes it stronger. And as part of our group energy, we have aspects of the Elohim group and the Ra group. And whoever else is on the other side that picks up our soul stream and wants to contribute. And we're working now to do remote healings on our planet. We start off by surrounding Earth with our group energy and being repeater stations, sending the love light of the higher realms down to the surface of the Earth to be received wherever it's able to be received. And we focus this
first on the humans who are service to others. And the children who are sensitive to these energies, but don't normally have much wisdom. And we put out the intent that they gain wisdom as they get older and have more experience and become effective leaders for the world of the future. We go to the animals and the pets, and the pets who help keep their owners' chakras open and their hearts open, and we bless this connection. We go to the plant life, the trees, the bushes, and the grass, and we send this energy to the plant life, who receives the energy from the higher realms through their leaves and their surfaces facing the sun, moving it through their bodies, through their roots, and into the earth. We go to the rocks, the minerals, and the crystals, who have the ability to hold energies very strongly in their rock matrixes. And we just send more energy to help them hold this energy for our planet. We go to the insects, particularly the insects that are part of the balance of nature, like the bees, and we ask for the strengthening and the persistence of these species as the world goes through its changes. We go to the fish and the sea life, and the dolphins and the whales. We now go through the surface of the earth into the interior of the earth. And as we've learned, the earth is alive. The earth happens to be a very advanced soul and has an energy field that pervades the entire interior of our planet and extends out through the surface. So all the life on the surface is also included. And the earth is hosting all of this life. And a lot of times she goes through tremendous suffering because she has to process all these activities, particularly of humans who don't act like they even know the earth exists many times. So we send healing to the earth. And we send gratitude to the earth for giving us this opportunity to have these physical embodiments on her planet. We go to the energy waves that travel through the earth that terminate in potential earthquakes and volcanoes, and we send calm energy. We go back to the surface of the earth, and we're going to go to the earthquake zones, and we're going to work on the potential earthquakes and volcanoes of the future. And Jennifer worked on the events that happened in the last 24 hours. We go to the Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean. And we send a column of light down to the whole area and all the vulnerable islands in the Pacific. and we send calm energy. We go to the New Madrid fault line, centered in St. Louis and the surrounding states. And again, we send a column of light hundreds of miles in diameter, penetrating through the ground and bringing calm energy. We go to the Mid-Atlantic fault line, which extends from the North Pole through Iceland and down the middle of the Atlantic Ocean as far south as the tip of South America. That's thousands of miles long. And put a column of light, a longitudinal column of light, along this entire length, penetrating through the water and into the ground underneath the water. And we bring calm energy. We ask our sources to help us locate any of the other potential events anywhere on our planet and send this calm energy to each one. And we ask that any earthquakes and volcanoes that need to occur can happen gradually and away from population centers. We go to some of the other out-of-balance situations on our planet, starting off with the COVID virus, its mutations, and any other contagious pathogens that are present or developing. And we ask that they be rendered. We go to the immune systems of humans, and we ask that they be strengthened. We go to the pathogens in vaccines and ask that they be transmuted and rendered harmless. We go to the agendas of what we call the negative elite, that do not honor the free will of humanity, do not honor the spiritual evolution of humanity, and are designed to create death and problems. And we just ask for obstacles to the fulfillment of their agendas. We ask for the increased awareness of humans and discernment of humans in evaluating the events of our planet and seeing through so much of the jaded news and media that can be very misleading. And they can find the sources of truth and use their own discernment to determine its accuracy. We go to the masses of humanity on our planet and ask that more people become spiritually aware of the sources in higher realms that can help us. But because they honor free will, they need to be asked. And so somebody has to discover them to ask. And whether you call it God, Elohim, the one infinite creator, it doesn't matter. It's the reaching upwards that creates connection. We go to the people that suffer for the fruit of the consciousness into all of their spaces to give them the opportunity to reach for something that can pull them out of their We go to drought and we ask for rain, particularly in populated areas and areas where animals are dependent on water and areas where crops and food is being grown. We go to the governments of our planet and we ask for qualities of leadership that make people feel safe and protected, like benevolence, compassion, courage, wisdom, integrity, and ethics. Go to those countries that are adversarial and ask that they can settle their differences without violence. And we go to the Ukraine and Russia and the war that's being engaged in Ukraine and ask for a peaceful settlement. And that no more people should die. We go to interventions. We ask that our realm is protected from nuclear weapons going off. We ask for transmutation of toxic materials everywhere on our planet, of chemtrails, of radioactivity, of radio frequency waves, microwaves, and 5G. Anything in food, air, water, or medicine, which is toxic, to be transmuted. And finally, we bring this energy back to ourselves. We see this energy of love light coming through the outer energy fields of our planet and landing on our rooftop, where if we're comfortable, we can invite this energy into our home and ask it to uplift the vibration of our home and transmute any negativity. Turning our home into a sacred space. And we ask it to come to the outside of our home and create a barrier to any negativity that's in the world. And we bring this energy now through our body, opening our chakras, breaking down barriers, helping us release past life patterns, karma that is impeding us in our present day missions. We ask it to heal our bodies and transmute our DNA And on that note, we're going to bring an end to the verbal part of our call, reminding everybody that you are each an aspect of the one infinite creator, temporarily experiencing this physical body on planet Earth. We're going to leave the lines open so that you can hold this space for as long as you like. We do this call every day at 7 o'clock, and the phone number is listed on our website, thespiritchannel.net, as well as archives to at least a couple thousand of our messages, which Terry has channeled from our sources. On that note, thank you all for being here. Thank you all who are volunteering to create this call. And we'll see you next time.
This session is no longer being recorded.